All right, well, good morning, everyone. I think, as most of you have guessed, we are not having church this morning. So we're not meeting today because the roads are a little icy and the parking lot is a really big mess. And it's just better to be safe than sorry. I know some of you have no issues driving in this kind of weather, and that's great. But there are lots of people who do. And so let's just play it safe. And I hope everybody is staying warm, and hopefully you still have power. I know that there's lots of places around that have no power because of trees falling on lines and things. I know when I drove in that there were several trees down, and makes a big mess of stuff here. And better to be safe than sorry. So I pray that you're doing well at home. Just letting you know about that. And it is the second Sunday after Epiphany, and we are traveling through that time period where the revelation of who Jesus is apparent in the scriptures. That it's the time when the epiphanies, the sudden ahas, the eurekas come out, when people discover who Jesus is. And it's an incredible time in the church, even though we sort of don't pay as much attention to it because, of course, Lent is on the horizon and everyone's kind of, you know, building towards that, myself included. We're already starting to plan and work on things. So hopefully we can spend a little time this morning just in the season of Epiphany with the ahas and the eurekas. And the word eureka is really an interesting one because it comes, of course, from the Greek. We always talk about that, from the Greek for to find, to discover. And so that's what our text is about today. And we have Jesus in the Gospel of John in chapter 1, starting at verse 43, in the calling of some of the first disciples. And so we have here from the gospel. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and all the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You'll see far greater things than these." He said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It's the gospel according to John chapter 1. There's a lot of eureka moments in this text, although they don't always show up that way. And so the first one, we have Jesus going to Galilee, and he finds Philip and said to him, "Follow me." And then Philip was from the city of Andrew and Peter, Bethsaida, and so Philip found Nathanael. And then he says to Nathanael, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth." So there's lots of finding. I know I love to find things, not necessarily only when I'm looking for something, but just as a kind of discovery. I like to find things, to find out things. Curiosity drives me to study and to look and to search and to seek. But I also like those times when you're not really looking for something, and all of a sudden you come across this amazing thing, this wonderful either realization, this aha moment, or you come across something at a store or outside or on the beach where you weren't necessarily looking for anything, but you discover this wonderful thing. It may not always seem wonderful to somebody else, but to us, it's pretty wonderful. Lots of things in our lives have been discovered by accident. If you know any of the stories of some of these, you can course, easily look them up on the internet, but the slinky was discovered by accident as the inventor was trying to make something else and ended up with this toy that we now make go down the stairs. Cornflakes was discovered by accident. That was one where you're trying to figure out a way, they were trying to figure out a way to bake wheat in its form, and so now we have cornflakes, Special K, whatever, cornflakes. There's lots of things that Teflon was another one. Teflon was discovered by accident. They were looking for a way to make something, a new refrigerant, and ended up with this non-slip coating that we had put on everything. Now we know it's probably not the safest thing for us anymore. Things are discovered by accident, and things are also discovered after long periods of research. You think of all of the scientific breakthroughs we've had after people have studied and studied and tested and experimented and finally discovering all of these different things. And so there are lots of ways that we discover something, that we uncover something, that we come into contact with this great moment, this aha moment. And here in our gospel, Jesus goes to Galilee and finds Philip. The word that find is the same word again that we get Eureka from. So it could either be that Jesus wasn't necessarily looking for Philip in particular, that he came across Philip and said, yeah, that he'd make a good disciple. You know, maybe that was what it was. Maybe he did go in search of a disciple and Philip fit the bill, but I like to think of it as sort of a Philip was in the right place at the right time, maybe, that Jesus was saw Philip and said, yeah, he'll make a good disciple. And Nathaniel too. Nathaniel will make a good disciple. So Jesus comes across Philip, discovers Philip, and it's an aha moment for Jesus and for Philip, because then Philip responds by going to find Nathaniel. And that's the way John records it in verse 45, that Philip found Nathaniel. Now, Philip knew where Nathaniel was. So this was not the aha moment, the epiphany, the discovery. This was, I'm going to go find where Nathaniel is. And that's what Philip does. He goes and seeks out Philip, seeks out Nathaniel in particular. So he's not looking for just anybody to tell this news to. He's looking for somebody in particular to tell the news to. And then he says to Nathaniel, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. We have found him. But it's interesting because it was Jesus who found Philip, not Philip who found Jesus. So what does Philip mean by we have found him? Not that they tripped and fell into this discovery, that they'd been looking and keeping an eye out for this person who would fit the bill that Moses and the law and the prophets wrote about, that they were waiting for, they were looking for this Messiah. And finally, after all of these years, all of this research, all of this looking that spanned from the Magi in the east to the people down in Egypt to Jerusalem, all over the place, now Philip is the one who says, we found him. We found him. And I wonder how long it takes Philip to discover that Jesus was the one who found him. I know that we oftentimes come across these moments where we think we've discovered something great, only to realize that something great had already discovered us, that already had been looking for us. You know, we sometimes talk about how people say, well, we found Jesus. We made Jesus our Lord and Savior and all of those things. And a lot of times we're kind of down on that because we know that it's God who is the one who does the finding. And that's great. But at the same time, there's a lot of people who are looking, just looking for something, looking for someone, looking for that connection to God. And it's Jesus who is that connection for us, always has been. and the Holy Spirit working through him and through his church. But when people say that they found Jesus, maybe it came after a lot of searching, like Philip and Nathaniel. Maybe it came after years of looking and waiting and reading about and hearing about, and all of a sudden they finally connect the dots. They finally make that connection. And so for them, it's a discovery. It's an aha moment. And sometimes we, like I said, we can kind of look at that and go, yeah, but you know, we knew that all along. And that's pretty rude of us, I think, sometimes. So we need to be careful of that. First of all, not looking down on or, you know, sort of patronizing those who have these experiences where they found Jesus, and really realize that sometimes it comes after a long time of waiting and searching and watching. And sometimes, yes, it comes on all of a sudden. We hear about that in people in prison. They found religion in prison. Well, yeah, because sometimes it's the only thing that's going to save you. It's the only thing that's going to make things bearable. And so, yeah, sometimes it comes on all of a sudden. Sometimes it's a moment, like the story of Luther, Martin Luther, when he's traveling and the storm comes up and the lightning strikes and he finds himself, you know, in the ditch and prays, okay, God, if you save me, I'll dedicate my life to you. And he makes it out all right and becomes a monk rather than a lawyer, which, although you can still see it in his writing, he still very much has lawyer tendencies. And that's who he is. But for him, it was an aha moment. It was a in danger, please help me kind of thing. And Jesus reaches down and grabs him and pulls him out of danger and finds him in that state. So finding and being found, finding Jesus and having Jesus find us, you know, there's so much of this that goes in all different directions, just like our text where Jesus comes into Galilee and finds Philip. Was he looking for Philip? Was he not looking for Philip? Was this just an aha moment for him that this guy would make a great disciple? And then Philip goes and seeks out Nathanael, and then he talks about finding Jesus. I mean, it's all over the map when it comes to finding and being found. But we know that God is the one who does the finding. He's the one who searches and seeks out. Jesus talks about that in his parables. When the one sheep goes astray, he's the one who goes to find him. Not that he's going to discover and maybe come across him. He's going to look for him intentionally. He's going to look for you intentionally. He's going to seek out and look for you wherever you may be. So whatever you may be going through, whatever the struggles may be, know that God is searching for you. And not that he doesn't know where you are, not that he's hoping to sort of stumble across you. He is looking and searching and wanting to connect with you, to bring you to be with him where he is. Being found and finding can be incredible times of discovery, joy, and sometimes a little trepidation. We don't know what we've gotten into sometimes when we come across these things, when we come across these discoveries. It can be a little bit intimidating. But in our season of Epiphany, in the season of light, in the season of the time when Jesus reveals who he is to the world, in our text today, showing himself to be the Messiah, the one that Moses wrote about, the one that they'd been looking for, that they'd been searching for, the one that they've been trying to find, so that that eureka moment can come across. It's the same Jesus who searches and seeks for you and looks for you and finds you and brings you home and carries you on his shoulder or in his arms or holds your hand, whatever image works good for you to picture Jesus picking you up and finding you where you are. And today may he find you in a place that is warm and safe. May he find you in the joy of hearing his word. May he find you in connections that are healthy and good. And may he find you sometimes, yeah, even in the midst of the struggle, may you know that he has found you. He has found you. And he has claimed you as his. So whether you think you found him or you think he found you, then know that you are in him and he is in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Stay safe out there today, guys. It's not going to get a whole lot warmer from what I understand for a couple of days. So if you got to hunker down a little bit, you know, hopefully you got some peanut butter and some bread, and you're not going to be having to, you know, open the Franks and beans yet. Save those for last. Keep them on the ready. But and if you don't have power, I pray that you can find some place that does, that you can make sure to stay warm if you need to. Pray for all of those who are out there without homes, without shelters, without places that they can bundle up and stay warm, sometimes without even the right clothing. It's a dangerous time for those folks who are without the warmth of home. So pray for them, and we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully next week. I'm hoping that this all goes rather quickly. We'll be on Wednesday morning Bible study on Zoom for the women, and for the men on Thursday morning, we'll still have Bible study. If I can make it down here, we can do it. So take care of one another, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.